Good afternoon, Steeler Nation and NFL scouts alike. This is Rudy Root Dog Reyes on the RootDogShow.com. Free agency is upon us. Lots of solid signings and some not so much. You have ones that have been inflated and ones that are underinflated. But when you're talking about the draft, when you think about players, guys who are just clearly, you know, who they are, there's no frills, no chills, no spills, you don't necessarily think of West Texas A&M. I didn't say Texas A&M, I said West Texas A&M. And no, this is not the school that Menzel went to. However, the school that's in question isn't really the answer. Dimitri Donald is the answer. So I'm going to call him the answer. That'll be his dubbing name. Welcome, Dimitri Donald, wide receiver slash special teamer slash defensive back for the West Texas A&M team, who just seems to turn up some pretty decent talent. Welcome, Dimitri, to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks a lot for taking your time. I know you had a workout earlier, so we'll kind of just we'll start this off with something really solid. You had 30 games, 9 starts. You had caught 20 balls, 196 yards. You had a solid return game, 9 kicks for 192 yards, and 1 punt for 27 yards. But these numbers don't really indicate you. They don't really indicate as a player. They don't really indicate where you're headed, where you've been, or anything having to do with that. So let's start at the very beginning. You know, very humble beginnings from a small town in Lake City, Texas, which is obviously outside of the Houston demographic. You played 4 seasons at West Texas. You obviously graduated with a degree in business accounting. What was it about this pro day? It's like you had a solid pro day coming up. Actually, it did just pass 3 days ago. What was your thoughts about your pro day, and do you think you did enough to get scouts to recognize who you are?
I felt very prepared going into pro day. I felt like I trained with some great guys down at Remedy Performance Systems out in Lubbock. And I feel like pro day wise, I feel like I performed well enough to have some scouts think, you know, let's go back and take another look at this guy. So I feel like I had a good showing, and I'm interested to see how it goes.
I'm definitely interested, because you not only played offensively, but you played defensively. So that adds to your diversity. That adds to your playmaking capabilities on both sides of the ball. So in addition to your pro day, you had something very amazing happen to you, which me and you had discussed off the line. And at the time, you didn't have an agent. Tell me about how that transpired and how were you able to acquire the agent?
Well, I was already in contact with Andrew, a member of Granite Sports, prior to my pro day. And we had been in conversation, but nothing was really official. And then after my pro day workout, later on that evening, he shot me a text and asked if I wanted to be a part of Granite Sports family. And I told him, you know, I would love the opportunity, you know, to be represented by them and their agency that they have going on, because I feel like they're moving in a good direction. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, he believed in me, and, you know, he was willing to work hard for me. So that was something that I liked, and, you know, I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you, because I know we had the conversation in regards to, look, I need something solid. I need someone solid. I need to be represented accordingly. And you definitely are. Andrew Scalingi out of Granite Sports, probably one of the obviously newest agents in the industry, but also probably one of the best. And I've had the pleasure of talking to Andrew a little bit, and he says a lot of great things about you. He has a lot of great things to say about you. But what really speaks for you is your character, your demeanor, your hunger. You're obviously well-versed. Having a degree in business accounting doesn't necessarily mean that you study communications. However, it seems that you might have somewhere along in your career. In 2014, you had 9 starts as a wideout. You had 17 for 175 yards. But there was something about that West Texas A&M team that did not resemble a running style offense. What was it about the opportunities that you had at the college? And do you think or do you believe, let me rephrase that, do you believe that you're going to have more opportunities in an NFL locker room and on an NFL roster?
I feel like West Texas always does a good job of giving exposure, I want to say, to their players. You know, it scouts all the time at the school, on campus, at practices, calling the coaches. And so I feel like it's a great place to go if you're trying to take your game to the next level. And I feel like that, you know, just playing there was a blessing and great opportunity. And I feel like that'll help me moving forward, trying to get picked up by a team.
I think so, too. And I've watched a lot of your special team play, and it just seems that they're not really run resident. When I say run resident, I mean that's not the first option. They perform a lot of play action. There's a lot of nickel backs. However, there's one particular run. You're playing at Texas Stadium. I'm trying to think of the team. I think it was Chandra. And I noticed that you were set in the backfield off to the left side, and it didn't look as though they were going to do anything major in regards to the play call. It was just going to be something, you know, really straightforward, a little, you know, dip pass or something like that. But they used you as the option in the backfield, and you had a serious game. Matter of fact, the type of stepping that you had done while you were running on the outside was really solid. A little pitch out to the left, and you stopped in front of a guy who would be tackler to stop you shy of the first down, and you had a chance and an opportunity to get that first down and look really good doing it. What do you ascertain as being your best attribute when used maybe as a two back or a single back set?
I just feel like, you know, just being elusive and just using that agility and just, you know, just not refusing to get tackled and knowing where you're at on the field. At that point in the game, I feel like it was detrimental that we got a first down there. So I just knew how far I had to get the first down, and that's something that's always been an asset and a strength of my game, is just being an elusive player and being somebody that's hard to tackle. And, you know, I always tell myself, even back in high school, don't let the first guy tackle you, and that's something that people have been telling me since high school and even at the collegiate level. So I feel like that's a asset to my game.
Definitely an asset. It's your footwork. I noticed that you have some hesitation when it comes to guys trying to tackle you. You can almost like stop on a dime. I know you heard that. I know you've seen that dropping dimes commercial, but it's almost like you were able to stop on a dime, allow the would-be tackler to go by you, and you've done it. You've done it on special teams also that I've noticed. A guy that really hasn't had a lot of conversation, any NFL scouts are listening right now, Demetri Donald is definitely someone you start out on special teams. If you want an option on the outside, you got to look at Demetri Donald. No doubt about it. Just a solid guy, solid character. So all you scouts out there that are looking for a quality, you know, wide out, maybe a guy you can put in the slot, Demetri Donald certainly qualifies as that. So moving on, there are some NFL guys that you have some similarities to. One of those, notably Torrence Allen or Tyrann Mathieu or Bertrand Golden. There are some guys that you model yourself after. Are there any other players that you believe you resemble and could possibly make an impact in the NFL by modeling their game?
I like guys that I look up to and try to model my game that, like you said, would be Torrence Allen, who's currently with the San Diego Chargers, and Britton Golden, that's with the Arizona Cardinals, basically because they come from West Texas A&M, so like I played with those guys, and I'm close friends with them. So they've been giving me advice as I go through this process, and just showing me, you know, what I need to do to make it to the next level. Another guy is also Nathan Slaughter, mm-hmm. who was just recently with the Arizona Cardinals. That's actually who I trained with going into my pro day, and I've been in close contact with him. And they've been at the level, at the NFL level, and they know what it takes to get it done on that level. So I just take everything that they tell me. I just take it, you know, take their advice and try to run with it. So I feel those guys there have made a big impact on me and are helping me make this transition go smoothly.
Well, the transition isn't always the smoothest one. You're talking about an NCAA, even in Division II. Now, mind you, Division II, Division III, Division I, they're going to look at the Div 1 guys first. But a lot more frequently and more often as years go by, they take these Division II guys and they make examples of them and say, look, this guy can do this. Don't look at the fact that he's from a Division II school. Look at who he is from the player's standpoint. And again, when I look at your game, when I look at the things that you've done, and even to go backwards, 2013, you played in 13 games, receiver and returner, again, special teamer, one catch, 16 yards, and recorded two kick returns for 40 yards against McMurray, and one kick return for 17 yards against West Georgia. You certainly know what it's like to fight for not only game time, but to fight through adversities in your life. If I was to ask your coach at West Texas A&M, what would be an adversity that he knew firsthand or something that he may have attributed to assisting you with, what would that be?
I would say it would probably be having my position changed a lot in college. I came in as a outside receiver, and then going into that camp, you know, they switched me to the slot receiver, and then I got switched back to the outside. So I just, you know, kept having my position changed, and I kind of felt like I could have played at West Texas earlier and made a contribution offensively for them early in my career. But, you know, we had some other guys, some older guys that played and were great players, so I had to basically wait my turn. And that's when I just accepted my special teams role early in my career. And I figured, you know, I could make a name for myself in that aspect of the game. And I always tried to make a big play special teams-wise. So, you know, that's one thing I feel like I can bring to the NFL and to an NFL team or organization is, you know, I'll play special teams. And I take special teams just as serious as I take offense over my craft at receiver. You know, I'm always trying to go out there and make a big play and see how I can change the dynamic of the game, special teams-wise. So I feel like that's something that my coach would say.
It sounds like it would be a long conversation. I might want to interview with them at some point. We'll talk about you a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. So, look, 2016 NFL Draft is right around the corner. What teams have currently been in contact with you? I know you had mentioned the CFL. Who are you going to work out for in the CFL?
I currently have been in contact with any NFL teams as of yet. But this weekend, I'm going to work out for the Calgary Stampeders out here in Houston, Texas. They're having an open tryout, so I'll be attending that. And then I'm going to look at some more CFL trials that coming up here late March, early April.
Okay, sounds good. Any NFL teams been in contact with you or maybe Andrew over at Granite Sports?
No, sir, not that I know of. I actually have a call. I have a meeting scheduled to talk with Andrew tonight, so I'll see how that goes.
Well, I wish you the absolute best. I know great things are coming towards you. I know that you're a very humble guy, a very passionate guy, and a real quality guy. So any NFL teams that are listening, scouts, again, I ploy with you because of the simple fact that this guy can make a difference. He is a solid character type guy, the one you want on your roster. It's from a personnel standpoint. It's from a personal standpoint. The things that he has to offer an NFL team goes way beyond the athletic aspects of it, and certainly someone to watch out for during the draft when you think of, you know, guys currently in the NFL making horrible choices in regards to what they've done, what they continue to do, and how to avoid them. This gentleman probably wouldn't be caught up in any of those. So Dimitri, man, I wish you the absolute best. I thank you for coming on today, and hopefully you'll get some calls very soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Dimitri Donald, and again, if you need to contact someone, contact Andrew Scalingi at Granite Sports, and you can certainly find him, be it on Twitter. They're located in Connecticut, and certainly one of those teams that are looking out for you. We'll definitely go through Andrew, and hopefully you'll get some calls sooner than later.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Excellent. And this has been Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.